One of the most remarkable aspects of every galus is the concept of imo anochi betzar. And Knesset Yisrael finds themselves in the plight of a galus, we're not alone, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, the Shechina is present even here as well. And if you look in the Medrash HaGadol and Medrash HaGadol, they emphasize, this is true in the very beginning of the Parsha, the contrast of bo el paro as opposed to leich el paro. Leich would mean that I am here and I am sending you there, but bo is a very, very different indicator. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accompanied Knesset Yisrael throughout the Shibud Mitzrayim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and not go, but rather come, bo el paro, emphasizing, as Medrash writes, that notion of imam anochi batzara. When you look in the sugya in Makos and Daf Yud, there the Gemara tells us that din daraisa, Rachmana Litzlan, a Talmud takes a life, shogeg, he goes into galus. And of course the Torah tells us that maglin rabo imo, it's necessary for the Rebbe to accompany the Talmud into galus as well. When the Gemara asks that where exactly do you see that this is true, that even the Rebbe has to position himself in galus, the drasha daraisa of the Gemara is simply v'chai, because the Torah tells us yes that the Talmud goes into galus, but he has to survive. He has to live in galus, and even though no doubt that he's among the Ari Nevi'im, and there are ample opportunities for him to be osek batora and to survive, but v'chai means magdin rabo imo. It tells us something incredibly profound about the appropriate relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud, that life without the Rebbe is not considered to be v'chai. And therefore, the drasha v'chai means magdin rabo imo. When you look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam writes, v'chale bale achachma, when the Rambam quotes that drash in Uchos Rotzeach, a life without learning is not life. And therefore, the Torah tells us, v'chai magdin rabo imo. And therefore, I would simply suggest that if that's true for a yachid who goes into galus, but magdin rabo imo, so of course, if Knesset Yisrael finds themselves in galus Mitzrayim, or each and every galus, well, of course, magdin rabo imo kaviyachol, that shchinta begalusa, that is the havtacha and the nechama of imo anochi batzara. And perhaps that is meaningful in light of what the Gemara tells us, Bava Basra Kuf Chaf Aleph. There the Gemara discusses the unusual quality of the day of Tu Ba'av. There, as you know, the Mishnah tells us, lo hayi yom tovim liYisrael. Yom Kippur, a time of Kapara and Mechila, obviously a day of great Simcha, Lifnei Hashem Titaro, and similar too is the time of Tu Ba'av. And the Gemara, of course, debates that what exactly was the great Simcha of Tu Ba'av. And Rav Masna tells us something quite unusual. We experience the calamity of Harugei Beita. When you look in the Rambam, Perakei of Ochustanios, the Rambam writes, the destruction that occurred to Klal Yisrael at that time, the massive slaughter, the Rambam compares to Churban HaBayis. To Churban HaBayis. That was an incredible, incredible ace tzara. But you know what? There was a silver lining. There was a silver lining. And that was Lo Hisrichu. The bodies didn't decay. There was a silver lining. Ultimately, Nitnu Lukvura. As bad as it was, it could have been worse. So maybe it wasn't a calamity 10 out of 10. It was 9 out of 10, because even though we were absolutely slaughtered, but yet at least, lo hisrichu, at least, nitnu l'kvura. What's so incredible is because of that, that sugya, Mabasar Kuf Kafala, Rav Masna, lo hayom tov niyisrael, that transformed the experience of Harugei Beitar to be a time of great, great simcha. What the Gemara writes every time we recite Birchas HaMazon, the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, is because of Harugei Beitar. It's so surprising. It could have been worse, but it was calamitous. And yet there was some element of a silver lining, but why was it transformative? Why was it Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael? If you look in Meshech Chachma and Parsha Sekev, and the Ram Perichis, Meshech Chachma writes exactly this point. You know, when you're living in a time where you're zochet to incredible Hashras Hashchina, Nisim are commonplace. Nisim occur b'chol yom. Now the Mishnah tells us Maseches Avos, the day in and day out Nisim that occurred in a Beis Hamikdash. There's nothing remarkable about a Nes when you're living in a time of Hashras Hashchina in Beis Hamikdash, but you're living in a time of absolute Hesterpan, a time of Hastar, a time of Harugi Beita, where everything seems to be so, so difficult. Klal Yisrael experienced its tzara, comparable to as the Rambam writes Churban HaBayis. And all of a sudden, despite everything, you experience a nes. A nes in such golus of eis tzara, that's something that's absolutely remarkable. You know, a person in life is riding high. He's doing incredibly well. You know, he has a reputation of being an ish matzliach. All of a sudden, you find that he has a circle of admirers, a circle of friends. People are always with him. All of a sudden, a person experiences a terrible blow. And you know that his back is against the wall. Sometimes, unfortunately, the friends can abandon him. What's the true measure of av and reyes, true friendship? Not the person who's there with you when you're riding high, but the person who accompanies you when you're down and out, when things are thick and thin. A person is there with you. That's the greatest indicator of reyes. It's not when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us when you have a Beis HaMikdash. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in times of an eis tzara. And that's something that's remarkable. That's something that's transformative. That is the Hayom Tov Mi Yisrael, that despite everything, Haruge Beita, but an eis nigla, lo yisrichu, an eis nigla, that nigla l'kvura, nisim in those times, that's something that's absolutely remarkable. And that's Lo Yom Tov Mi Yisrael, that's something which is transformative, that's something which is maglin rabo imo, that is shchinte begalusa. And therefore, very simply, Knesset Yisrael, of bris parabasarim v'avadu, v'inos arbami oshana, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with them, orchestrating every aspect of his galus. It's not simply, as in Parshas Veira, v'lech al para, but here a bo al para. Or the Midrash HaGadol writes that that is the profound lesson of imo nochi b'tzar. You know, when you're living in times of nisim gluyim, you don't have to have panoramic vision. You see in front of you absolute nisim. But in times of hastara, you have to look more carefully to see Hashgachas Hashem. But undeniably, Hashgachas Hashem is there, that everything we do is a result of literally every Shmoneh Esrei of Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. And these are the opportunities that a person has to seize, to be able to recognize that the survival and the fact that we can thrive, that we can position ourselves as B'nai Torah, even in Golos, but a Golos of Chesed, that means incessantly. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single bracha, literally of Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. In that sense, the greatest element of Nechama, it is not necessarily nisim that occur in times of Hashras and Gili Shechina, but nisim that occur in times of Hastara. We have to recognize how privileged we are to have every opportunity before us, to be able to grow and to soar in the Torah Hashem, to recognize that yes, golos, but a golos of chesed, a golos of chesed that requires that one has to be mitzapa the Yeshua, but always to recognize the incredible relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not merely a yachid, but a tzibur, golos, but v'chai, and v'chai means magen rabbe imo, v'chai means the haftacha of shchinte begalusa of imo anochi b'tzai. Mm-hmm.